Hello everyone, before we get going, it's James here. I just wanted to say that there is a longer version of this episode over on patreon.com/oasispod where I play some of the tracks in full instead of the little clips. So if you are a patron, head over there and check it out. If you're not and you want to check it out, you can sign up from as little as £1 or $1 per month. So go and check it out. Anyway, on with the show.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are all right. Today, what we're going to be doing is looking back at the month of December over the years for Oasis. So what were they up to in each of the individual days in the month of December? Because it's quite interesting when you look back at specific days. I know Stop Crying Your Heart Out, Louise does often on this day in Oasis history. There's the Oasis timeline, which is really cool. You can follow that at Oasis Timeline on Twitter. And so as these things pop up, you see sort of what was going on in Oasis history in these individual days. And it's quite interesting to see where the guys were. And you can kind of track their progress by looking at sort of specific individual days, which is all good fun. So I thought that would be a good laugh to look back at December as we're about to head into December in the real world. It's coming up to December 2023. So let's see what Oasis were doing in December in years past. Nothing really exciting in the world of news. Noel is still touring. He's heading over to South Korea as we speak. He'll be back in the UK later on in December. All right, so the first thing before we look at the specific days, just to say once again, frustratingly, Oasis as a band are not that well kind of documented in terms of what they were doing things on specific days, which is very frustrating. So, for instance, we know that they were recording Be Here Now in December 1997 at Ridge Farm Studios. You know, there's pictures, you know, Jill Fermanowski took some pictures of Noel, but there's no specific dates as far as I'm aware. So, we can assume at some point in December 97 they were recording there. And there's been other various recording sessions as well in December. We don't have dates for them, which is annoying, but there you go. Something that we don't have a date for is the first ever appearance of Slide Away. We are aware that's December, but not sure when. But that was on Signal Radio in Cheshire at some point in December 1993. So let's start with that, shall we?
Hold me down, all the world's asleep. I need you now, you knock me off my feet. Talk of growing up, but you said please don't. Slide in, baby, together we'll fly. I've tried praying, but I...
Amazing stuff, what a track. Fantastic. All right, so looking at the 1st of December, starting there, in 1993, Oasis played the Institute in Birmingham, where they supported St Etienne. And that's quite a famous gig, I suppose, because it was one that was reviewed in the NME. And Johnny Cigarettes, aka Johnny Sharp, who I've interviewed on here, famously slated Oasis and said something along the lines of, if Oasis didn't exist, there'd be no need to invent them, or something like that. So, he didn't really like them very much. You can actually hear, I interviewed Johnny years ago now, but yeah, that is available in the Old Back catalogue. Just look up Johnny Sharp or Cigarettes. 1994, they played the Octagon in Sheffield. In 1996, originally broadcast on the 1st of December, not sure when it was recorded, they picked up the Smash Hits Award for Best Indie Band, beating Cast, Ocean Colour Scene and Blur, who were all also nominated. Noel had recorded a little video message that was played out to accept the award. Through into 2002. Now, this is a big day in Oasis history because this was the day when a massive brawl broke out in Munich. They played the gig at the Zenith in Munich. And then afterwards, Liam, Alan, Phil Smith and a bunch of security got arrested after a brawl in the Bayerischer Hof Hotel in Munich. And Liam Gallagher famously lost two teeth in the process. All right, into 2005, and Oasis in December 05 were playing across Australia. Less eventful than the 97-98 tour in Australia and New Zealand. But yeah, 2005, 1st of December, they played Festival Hall in Melbourne. In 2006, this was a fun one, Noel Gallagher played in Ben's house. This was a BBC Live Lounge tour. I think it was a competition winner. And yeah, Noel came and played in his house. So let's check it out.
It's the last day of the Live Lounge tour and we're here. This is Ben's house. This is where the show's going to be coming from today. You can see it's a big one today. We've got paparazzi over there with their massive lenses. We've got security. This is my stupid team who've been with me all week long. We've completely lost it. Noel Gallagher is on the way. Here we go.
I've just heard him play my guitar.
No, it's his guitar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like, he would touch his mind. I like the shadow.
Ben is still here with us now. The sweater's gone off. Oh, there's the doorbell. Ben, you better answer the door. You've got a special guest.
Hello.
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 Come on.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yes.
Oh, listen to that ham nacho. Like, all right? Yeah.
You've got sweaty palms.
I know.
I'm going to sweaty nose until I wiped it a second ago. Yeah. So, you're going to be playing this. This must be one of the smallest places that you've played in, then.
Yeah, our studio's not that much bigger than this, but yeah.
Are you ready for your first track?
I am. Are you?
Okay. Are we all ready for Noel's first track? And Ben, like, first of all, are you ready? What are you making of this?
Oh, I can't wait. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Don't know what I'm going to play yet.
Won't be,
won't be, though. All right, shall I?
Yeah, do, please.
I would like to leave this city, 'cause this old town don't smell.
See, in my day, it was Sam Fox, you know, but the kids of these days, obviously, it's moved on now, being a new man and all. There's a picture of me and our kid above his bedroom.
Yeah, no, can I just rewind? You had Sam Fox on your bedroom wall.
No, I was using that as an analogy. I had Blondie.
Debbie Harry.
Blondie, yeah.
Okay.
Love that. What a jammy bastard, eh? And jumping through to 2008, December the 1st, was the release of I'm Out of Time. Second single from Dig Out Your Soul, got to number 12 in the charts in the UK, which was the first single not to make the top 10 since Shaker Maker in 1994. All right, on to December the 2nd. In 1993, that tour with St Etienne continued and they played the Plaza in Glasgow. In 1995, they played the KNDD Holiday Festival in Seattle, Washington. And also in 1995, the Later with Jules was broadcast. It had been recorded on the 28th of November, but it was played on December the 2nd. So this is the one where they played Come On Feel the Noise, Wonderwall and Round Our Way, but with no Liam. Liam wasn't there. So that's the famous one. You'll probably remember it with Noel doing those ones.
I just don't know why.
In 2002, they played the Color Line Arena in Hamburg, and in 2005, Festival Hall in Melbourne, Australia. Okay, on to December 3rd. In 1996, they played The Point in Dublin. We'll talk more about that on December the 4th. In 1999, they played the first gig of the World Tour in support of Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. That was at First Union Center in Philadelphia. In 2006, Noel played the Lowry in Salford. This was the sort of the short acoustic tour, and we will hear more about those as we go. And in 2008, they were touring in America on the Dig Out Your Soul tour, and they played the Oracle Arena in Oakland. All right, December the 4th, 1993, they played Warwick University. 1994, Jill Furmanowski took her first ever pictures of Oasis during a gig at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. The band management likes the photograph so much that they asked Jill to accompany the band on their upcoming US tour. In 1995, they filmed the video for Don't Look Back in Anger. That was filmed at 1145 Arden Road in Pasadena, California. Video was directed by Nigel Dick and featured Patrick McNee, who played John Steed on the 1960s Avengers TV show. In 1996, they played The Point in Dublin. Now, that is the one where Noel has to do the lead vocal. And it's a great gig, really a special one. And one of those sort of unique ones that is worth going back to and listening. It's famously come out in a bootleg called Noel Gets the Point that I know a lot of people had. In 1999, Oasis played the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. In 2002, they were in Germany at Philipshalle in Dusseldorf. And in 2005, Rocket Festival in Perth, Australia. Oh, and then 2008, they played the Staples Center in Los Angeles. That's pretty big. Okay, December the 5th, a bit of a quieter day in Oasis history. In 1996, they played The Point in Dublin. They were back there. Liam was back on vocals this time. In 1999, they played the Cobo Arena in Detroit, Michigan. And in 2002, they played Pier 2 in Bremen, Germany. Okay, on to December the 6th. A couple of interesting ones here. In 1993, Columbia receives its radio premiere on Radio 1's Evening Session, hosted by Steve Lamacq and Joe Wiley. In 94, Oasis performed on Later with Jules Holland. So this was the one that was recorded with them doing Whatever, I'm the Walrus, and then there's an acoustic performance by Noel of Sad Song. So this was recorded on the 6th, and then it was broadcast on Saturday the 10th. And I always think of this one as the one where they're wearing the suits. And brilliant performance. Liam's got great hair, if I remember correctly. All right, 1999. This is a fun one. Guitarist magazine was doing their guitar magazine Millennium Survey. Noel Gallagher was chosen as the most overrated guitarist of the century. He polled just ahead of Eric Clapton. And in 2008, the band played The Pearl in Las Vegas. All right, on to December the 7th. Now, December the 7th is Gem's birthday. So happy birthday, Gem, for December the 7th. So I imagine that some of those later years, December the 7th, while they were on tour, was pretty rowdy because it was Gem's birthday. In 1994, though, before Gem was anywhere near the band, they played the Barrowlands in Glasgow. While playing at the Barrowlands, Liam loses his voice. And after a few hectic moments and boos, Noel returns to the stage and plays a 7-song acoustic set to calm the crowd. Good old Noel. What was it about December, eh? 1995, they play the WHFS Holiday Festival in Washington, D.C. 1997, they play the SECC in Glasgow. And that was the one that was ended when a bottle was thrown on stage and hit Bonehead. And so they only played 10 songs and then walked off the stage and ended the gig. Wow, isn't that mad that that was Glasgow and the 1994 Barrowlands, where Liam lost his voice, was Glasgow on December the 7th as well. Mad times. 2002, Oasis filmed the video for Songbird, directed by Dick Carruthers. So that's the one with Liam swanning about in his fluffy coat in the park. Okay, December the 8th, we have, in 1993, we have them playing Wolfram Hall in Wolverhampton, supporting The Verve. In 1995, they played the Q101 Holiday Festival in Chicago. In 1997, they played the SECC in Glasgow, and this one went off without a hitch. In 2002, they played the Cardiff International Arena in Cardiff. And in 2008, they played the Broomfield Event Centre in Denver, USA. Okay, December the 9th, they played in 1993, that tour with The Verve carried on. They played Manchester University supporting The Verve. In 1995, they played the KEGE Holiday Festival in Minneapolis. And in 2002, they played the Cardiff Arena again, Cardiff International Arena. All right, December the 10th, 1993, at Cat House Glasgow, supporting The Verve. Now, Cat House Glasgow is what they always said was where they recorded the I'm the Walrus live version, although we later found out that that wasn't actually the case at all. It was actually recorded at like a Sony showcase, which was, yeah, not quite as cool as a venue in Glasgow. 1994 is the broadcast of that Later with Jules that we talked about. 1997, we have the indoor arena at Cardiff. 2005, we have the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. How funny is that? They did Cardiff in 97 at the arena and then Cardiff in 2005 at the stadium. I suppose the benefit of the Millennium Stadium is it's got the roof. You can do a stadium show in December. And as we'll get on to when we come to the later ones, you know, all the other ones were all arenas on this tour. So yeah, so that's the benefit. Well done, Cardiff. Very clever. Build a stadium with a roof and you'll get bigger gigs. Wembley, why didn't you stick a roof? Very nice arch, but come on, where was the roof? In 2006, Noel played the Forum in Melbourne. Now, this is the first of the this is the first mention of the sort of those little acoustic-y gigs that Noel was doing with Gem and Terry Kirkbride. So he'd done some sort of earlier in 2006 in November, but yeah, this is the first, and we'll be talking about a few more of these as we go. But yeah, the first one on the 10th of December was the Forum in Melbourne. And in 2008, the whole band played the Target Centre in Minneapolis. All right, on to the 11th of December, 1993. They're still supporting the Verve. This time they're at the Mill in Preston. In 1994, they're at the Civic Hall in Wolverhampton. In 1997, they are at the Indoor Arena in Cardiff. That's the second of the two nights there. In 1999, they're at the Pond in Anaheim, California. That was the last of that run of five gigs in America in late 99. In 2002, they were at the Brighton Centre. And in 2006, Noel's acoustic tour carried on in Melbourne. Right, on to December the 12th. Now, in 1994, they were at the Astoria in Cardiff. In 1995, they performed Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger acoustic as part of MTV's Ultimate Winter Vacation Special from Aspen, Colorado. Now, Liam was there. He's sitting on the side of the stage, but he doesn't sing. In 2002, they go to the Pavilions in Plymouth. In 2005, they're at the AECC in Aberdeen. In 2006, Noel is at the Tivoli in Brisbane. In 2008, they are at the Allstate Arena in Chicago. All right, on to December the 13th. 1993, they are at the Riverside, Newcastle, supporting the Verve. 1994, they're at the Hammersmith Palais. In 1995, they're at the Liberty Warehouse in Toronto. And in 1997, they are at the G-Mex in Manchester. So this is December the 13th. It's December the 14th the next night, which is the one that's filmed and was broadcast on MTV. In 2008, they're at the Palace of Auburn Hills in Detroit. That's got to be my favourite venue name ever, the Palace of Auburn Hills. All right, so on to December the 14th, 1993. They're at the King's Hall Bradford, supporting the Verve again. 1994 is the evening session. So this is recorded on the 14th, broadcast on the 15th. This is the one where they do the full band electric, It's Good to Be Free, Married with Children. Noel does Sad Song and Talk Tonight. And they do Whatever and I'm the Walrus, full band with string section. Okay, then the 97, that's the date when they did the G-Mex live broadcast on MTV, legendary gig. In 2002, we have the arena in Sheffield. 2005, they played the SECC in Glasgow. And in 2006, on Noel's acoustic tour, it went to Sydney. All right, December the 15th now. So in 1994, Oasis filmed the music video for Whatever in Wimbledon. And he said in the commentary track of the Time Flies video that he'd been out the entire night before and couldn't remember the location of the video shoot. In 1995, they played the Live 105 Holiday Festival in San Francisco. In 2005, they are at SECC in Glasgow. And in 2008, they are at the John Labbert Centre in London in Canada. All right, in 1993... December the 16th now. In 1993, they are at the Crazy House with a K in Liverpool, supporting the Real People. in 95. They're at the Kome, K-O-M-E, Holiday Festival in San Jose, California. In 1997, they're at the Water Rats in London. Now, this is the Water Rats show that doesn't get talked about as much, but it was just effectively a warm-up for the Wembley Arena shows that were coming up the next day. Okay, in 2002, they played the Royal Court in Liverpool. And in 2006, Noel's acoustic tour in Australia went on to Perth. All right, on to December the 17th. In 1993, they began the recording session at the Pink Museum in Liverpool. So the plan was to record Bringing On Down to be the band's first single, but the session ended with Noel writing Supersonic on the spot, and that then got recorded.
Someone had sent out for Chinese or fish and chips or something, or Chinese fish and chips. I went in the back room, and as bizarre as it sounds, wrote Supersonic in about however long it takes six other guys to eat a Chinese meal.
And he came back in the room with us and he said, look, just written another song. And we nailed it and mixed it that night, rapid, because that's what we've been doing every night in the boardwalk, you know? And it sounded massive.
Give it up for Oasis, making their TV debut with Supersonic. I need to be myself. I can't be no one else. I'm feeling supersonic. Give me gin and tonic. You can have it all, but how much do you want it? Make it loud. We've done gigs before that. And there were people coming along because they'd read about us in the press, but nobody knew any of the songs. On the day that Supersonic came out, bang, the crowd are right there. And I remember people singing the lyrics to Supersonic. You know, they're singing your words back that you nonsensically wrote down at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
In 1997, they played Wembley Arena in London. And in 2008, they played Madison Square Gardens in New York. That was a hell of a tour, really, wasn't it? Madison Square Garden and Staples Center. That's crazy. Still massive enough in 2008 to be playing those venues. December the 18th, Oasis released Whatever as a single in 1994. It would go on to hit number three in the charts. In 1994, they played the Academy in Manchester that night. In 1995, they played the K-Rock Holiday Festival in Los Angeles. In 1997, it was the second night at Wembley Arena. In 2002, they were playing the NIA in Birmingham. And in 2005, they were playing the Odyssey in Belfast. Okay, December the 19th, they ended up recording Supersonic. You know, the sessions had been going on for a few days. The attempt to bring it on down. And then, yeah, apparently December the 19th was the day when they actually recorded Supersonic. 1995, after being asked by Johnny Depp, Oasis performed a surprise gig at the Viper Room in Los Angeles, California. The gig is announced on K-Rock at 3 p.m. that day, and Oasis has to be reminded that they agreed to play. Members from The Offspring, Korn, Stone Temple Pilots and Silverchair also attended that gig. All right, in 2002, they played the NIA in Birmingham. 2005, Odyssey Arena, Belfast again. And 2008, they played in Camden in USA in the Susquehanna Center. I think maybe I've got that right. All right, December the 20th. In 2008, they played what would be their last concert in North America at the GMU Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia.
When I first came to this city about 15 years ago, it was the murder capital of the world, but it's not anymore. So what happened? It's not exciting anymore, is it? Side.
And that is it for the 20th. The 21st, here we go, going all the way back to 1988. December the 21st was the date when Noel Gallagher auditioned to be the singer of the Inspiral Carpets at the band's rehearsal space in the Guide Bridge Mill on South Street, Ashton-under-Lyme, Greater Manchester. While Noel didn't get the job, he impressed the boys and ended up getting the roadie job. And the other one on December 21st is 2005, another gig at The Point in Dublin. Okay, December the 22nd, Oasis record their first radio session at Maida Vale Studios for the evening session, hosted by Joe Wiley and Steve Lamac. In 1995, they recorded The White Room. So this was recorded on the 22nd of December, and they recorded five songs: Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall, Roll With It, Round Our Way, and Some Might Say. The first three were broadcast in the special on the 31st of December 1995, with Wonderwall featuring an on-screen countdown into the new year, which then segued into Roll With It. The recordings of Round Our Way and Some Might Say were shown later in the episode broadcast on the 27th of January 1996. The episode also featured performances by David Bowie, PM Dawn and Chris Farlow. And also, apparently, on the same day in 1995, it was the Creation Records Christmas party at the Halcyon Hotel in Holland Park, West London. And that was apparently when Alan McGee presented Noel Gallagher with his chocolate brown vintage Rolls Royce. And the other guys all got gifts as well. A toy Mini Cooper with a check to buy a real one for Alan. A Rolex watch and a piano for Boned. A Rolex watch and a gym membership for Gwigs. And a Rolex watch and a copy of the Gibson guitar played by John Lennon for Liam. And then in 2005 is another night at The Point in Dublin. Then we don't really have anything for the 23rd, 24th, 25th or 26th. There was, however, some gigs in 1994 in between Christmas and New Year, which is interesting. They played the Barrowlands in Glasgow on the 27th of December. They played the Brighton Centre on the 29th of December, and they played the Town Hall Middlesbrough on the 30th of December. And then the only other one I suppose to mention is on December the 31st, like I said, in 1995, that was that White Room broadcast. So there you go, that was Oasis in December. Pretty crazy month, as I'm sure you'll agree. Yeah, you'd think December would be a pretty quiet month for bands, but as you say, it sort of seems like, you know, we've got US tours, we've got Australian tours, we've got recording, we've got TV, all kinds of stuff going on. But that's one of the fun things of looking back at the history of this fantastic band. But that will do it for today. Do please follow on social media at Oasis Podcast. Feel free to drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. And do support if you can on Patreon, patreon.com/oasispod. Right, that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. And as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.